This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a beautiful Wednesday morning in downtown Decatur. Clay Gerhard, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, in with us here this morning. We've got events galore to talk about because it's not that it's ever not their time, you know, because now, you know, December is their time, but spring rolling into summer. We're talking about people ready to go, right? Pools opening, parks, you know, park leaders, the Devon. I drove through the Devon just Sunday evening. Just I hadn't been down there to see the construction process. It looks like that's all moving right along.
Yeah, just about done. Just about done. They're wrapping up the final details, but we're gonna kick off things here in 2 weeks.
Where's the sign?
It's coming back. Okay. It's coming back. We had to move the entrance.
So yeah, I know. So everything's kind of shifted just a little bit.
Yep. But it lines more with the main sidewalk coming in, gives us more concourse area. Of course, we've got double the bathrooms that we had previously. And so we've got a lot of new things that are going to be an exciting new addition to the Devon when you come.
These are all good problems, meaning that it's been so popular.
Absolutely.
That you need better concessions and bigger concessions. It's been so popular that people need to use the restroom. And you're now going to double that capacity. And what a great season it's going to be shaping up to be. I mean, just concert wise.
Yeah. We thought we were going to back off the number of concerts a little bit this year, but it's kind of turned out to be the opposite, where I think we've got a few more than we had last year. But we're still trying to have something for everyone. And we've got a couple other things brewing that hopefully will materialize here in the next couple weeks.
So. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. And not too late to get season tickets, not too late to buy the individual shows. You can support the cause. And if you haven't been down there, and trust me, as hard as it is to believe, there are people who have not been down there. And it is, I think, you get somebody through the gate for the first time, even after 4 years, they're going to fall in love with the place with that one experience.
Oh, yeah. We get people from out of town who've never visited who come in and they're just in awe of the setting, the experience. It's a great, fun, safe time to have at the Devon to enjoy a concert. So, yeah.
I didn't envision, you know, what it looks like until they see it with their own two eyes. You know, like they get there and the serenity of that lake and the boats all parked out there and the lights and how intimate it is. Yet it holds a lot of people. It's just so unique.
It is. It's always funny to me when a A-list artist will come, we'll say, and they'll come up the steps in the morning, first thing 7 o'clock in the morning, and stand at the top of the hill and look at the view. And a lot of times they'll do their workouts that morning up there on the turf in the terrace area before.
What A-list artist is up at 7 a.m.?
There's a lot when they get there in the tour buses, they're backing in, they're all awake, and then they go back to bed.
I was gonna say, that just doesn't, I'm happy to hear that. It just doesn't click with like, okay. All right, we've got a lot going on here. Let's get to some of the events. I know clearly. We still struggle with parents working and kids and where they go and what do they do. And, you know, as COVID was around and people were home more, you know, this was alleviated. And then, you know, a lot of people back to the office. You guys do a bunch of day camps starting in May all the way through August, right?
We do. We've got the disc day camp. We've got a day camp at the zoo. We've got different camps going on. You know, we've got the arts doing the Best of Summer Stock program. So there's a lot of things for kids to do to fill their day while mom and dad are at work this summer. So. The first one we've got coming up that we want to get out there is the Disc Day Camp, which this is an opportunity that starts from May 28th through August 9th, and we offer that from 6:30 a.m. in the morning until 6 p.m.
That's important right there.
It is.
Because
that's
just about, you know, just about anybody's workday, or for the most part, is going to fall into those hours. So you can get them there early, pick them up after work, and you got plenty of time.
Yeah, and so here's the cool thing. You get to come participate in all the activities that we have at the disc, but then we take you out to Splash Cove twice a week. We take the kids on a local field trip every Friday, and they get to experience everything that we have here at the Park District for, you know, a weekly fee of just $180, $160 if you're a resident.
Right. If you're inside Park District tax area, $160. And if you think about that in 2024 versus hiring someone to come in, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And I mean, not even to mention all the amenities that come with what the kids get to do. I mean, just the pricing itself is a pretty good deal.
Exactly. If you factored in the visits to the zoo and the visits to Splash Cove and all of our other facilities, it's definitely worth the money. So new this year is we've got a daily fee for kind of a drop-in fee for, say you have childcare during the week, but maybe there's a day for some reason you don't. You can drop your child off of the disc for a daily fee of $45 if you're a resident. And you get a 15% discount on each additional.
If you got three kids, it's 50%. 15% off the other two.
Yep. Okay. So you can sign up for the disc, call the disc at 217-429-3472, but slots are filling up quickly. I think we were up to 120-some the other day.
What are the age ranges for this?
Ooh,
do you know?
You know, that's a good question. I think you have to be in school, so you have to be in kindergarten, and it's all the way through 8th grade, I believe.
Okay, so Nick, how cool would this have been? We didn't have this opportunity when I was a kid. We had to make our own recreation.
Kids are going to love it.
Trips to you know, go to the zoo and Splash Cove.
Absolutely.
Yep. We provide the transportation and everything. And that is one thing. If there's anybody listening who's still looking for a summer job and you're 21 years or older and like working with kids, we do need a couple more 21-year-olds to help drive the vehicles and help watch the kids. So if you're interested in job opportunity, you can call the disc as well on that.
All right. So go to the disc, but twice a week you're going to Splash Cove, and then there's a field trip every Friday. That's a summer, man.
Keeps you busy.
Can I go? I just think I'm ready for that.
We'll have you be a camp counselor.
I'll be a camp counselor. I've seen Meatballs. I know how this works. That was an old Bill Murray reference, by the way. All right. The Arts Jamboree and Backstage Bash. I saw the story on notakidder.com about this just a couple of days ago. This is a night of support for the arts.
It is. So we start during the day where we've got our Arts Jamboree. And this will be the first event that we have at the Devon for the summer after we've had the remodel, especially. So it'll be on Saturday, May 4th.
Which is literally not this weekend, but next.
Next weekend. Yeah. Yep. We got a lot to do, but we're getting there. So that'll be, again, Saturday, May 4th, noon to 5 p.m. is the Arts Jamboree. You'll be able to come and do all kinds of arts things, from creating bubble paint canvases, making friendship bracelets. You get the Chalk the Devon, paint potted plants, and more. This event is totally free, except for our hort staff will be there. And once you paint a potted plant, if you want to get a plant to go in that pot and take it home with you, our hort staff has partnered with our arts team to be their own host of plants.
There's a small fee involved with that.
Very small.
But for the plant itself.
Just for the plant. Yeah. Yep. But it's really just an event to bring awareness for the arts. Again, totally free except for that plant piece. And then later that evening, we'll have an adults only time to support the arts with what we call the Backstage Batch. And tickets are $100, and that comes with an open bar and a delicious dinner, a live and silent auction, and a performance from Silver Lake Band.
How do you serve dinner at the Devon?
So they're going to have round tables, I think, down in the pit area.
Oh, so they could be like seated. Yeah.
Yep. Create kind of a new environment.
Have you done anything like that?
Nope.
Okay.
This is all our art staff envisioning.
No, I'm saying this is, I'm just trying to picture the setting. You come there, very intimate. You got a sit down dinner. You got a performance on the stage. That's a very unique venue for that.
Yep. Yep, it's going to be a beautiful evening. So cocktails start at 6 p.m. Live music will be from 7 to 9. And again, this is a fun way to raise funds for the arts. And you can purchase your tickets by calling the Park District office or visit decatur-parks.org.
All right, Kite Day. This is one of the oldest traditions of the Park District.
Yeah, this is a fun event that's in partnership with the Kiwanis Club of Decatur.
Do people still show up for this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, does it depend on the weather and the day, clearly?
Yeah, sure it does. You want to make sure you got some wind and it's not rainy, of course, and whatnot. But the Kiwanis Club of Decatur and Hickory Point Bank have a long-time sponsorship with this, with the Park District. So we'll have kite demonstrations.
This is Sunday, May 5th.
This is Sunday, May 5th from noon to 4 p.m., Kiwanis Park. On the west side of Decatur, and we'll have kite demonstrations by professionals and 100 free kites for the first 100 kids who come 12 and under will get a free kite courtesy of Hickory Point Bank.
All right. You've got, as you mentioned, the Decatur Park District, Kiwanis Club of Decatur, and our good friends at Hickory Point Bank. When was the last time you flew a kite?
Handful of years.
Has there been?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, we had kids in Fairview Park while we were doing the skating event last weekend, flying kites. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Four or five of them.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. It feels like kind of a lost art in a little way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish
I had. This town has such a great kite history.
Oh, yeah, with High Flyer.
Uh-huh.
I used to dive bomb my kites they'd hit the ground and stick in it.
Explode.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the first 100 kids get a free kite.
Yep, free kites, and we'll have professionals there to help the kids kind of learn how to fly the kites, as well as our staff and great support from the Kiwanis Club and Hickory Point Bank as well.
All right, that sounds like fun. May 5th, so that's a big weekend. You got the Arts Jamboree and Backstage Bash on Saturday, then Sunday at Kiwanis Park. Kite Day, and then your ladies' golf outing is coming up on May 9th.
It is. So we're real excited about this new event. It's on Thursday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Overlook Adventure Park. That's our mini golf course. And so this is really, ladies, your chance to have your own golf outing. So you get to play 18 holes of mini golf with twists along the way. There'll be fun perks throughout your mini golf game, things like massages, different surprises, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes. The men of the Decatur Park District will be working this event, so none of our ladies have to work it, and so they can all participate and have fun as well. So once you're done with the course, you get to take photo shoots with your friends. We'll have massage chairs there available for use, and you get to make friendship bracelets again. Vendors experiences.
Like friendship bracelet seems to be like across every. Yeah, do you have one?
No, you have to have friends.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, no, I don't. And you do them to commemorate the different events. And then a lot of people will have multiples on that a friend gave them when we went and did this. So this is really right on top.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Is it mainly a female thing?
Mainly, but
I mean, I know this
it's mainly, but it is also you guys do it. I mean, Travis Kelce and
that
was the whole thing was probably I made you a bracelet
signed in the contract.
I see a lot of guys in the summer with them on their ankles at the pool and things like that. Yep. But yeah, my daughter
kids get them for
my
their
daughter,
dads.
I watch her at night. She's a pro at making.
So what makes a friend? I mean, is there a universal definition of what this looks like?
Not really.
I mean, when you say make one, though, I mean,
beads, little beads that spell out words, different colors of the twine or whatever, mm-hmm. little charms that go on it.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Yeah. Clasps.
That will turn into an expensive habit later on, ladies.
It's already
and husbands, you know, because it's the twine doesn't work after a while, and then you start paying for precious metal.
Yeah, you're paying for links and shinies.
I feel like somebody's like starting this junior league out with some sort of nefarious, you know, strategy.
Yeah, is this brought to you by Zales?
Yeah.
Well, here's the cool thing: if you don't want to make a friendship bracelet, we will have our Lululemon pop up shop there, courtesy of our golf.
That's
pros.
Cool.
And so hair tinsel, earrings, permanent bracelets, and more will be available for purchase. So we've been intentional to make this on a Thursday night. So it's an event where you can get off work, come on out to the mini golf course, and just have a blast with your friends from specifically.
And you got a bunch of vendors, right?
From 5 to 9. And all the vendors, all the things, it is going to be a pampering fest on Thursday, May 9th from 5 to 9.
$25.
$25, yep.
You can call 422-5911. Yep. 217, don't forget the area code for tickets. And then, of course, all this is available at decatur-parks.org. You can go to the website and check that out. So do you have, like, the equivalent of a countdown clock, like, in your head or, like, literally about when all this stuff starts? Because it just kind of begins to roll out, and then it almost hits like a tsunami of summer activities, right?
I think 100 days ago, several of our staff started their own countdown clocks for their facilities, and I'm not sure that's a good thing for your mental health, but they did it.
Oh, I think it keeps you on point.
Normally I know when they're out or 50 days out, and then this morning I just happened to look, and here we are. We're 29 days out from the Devon opening and 30 days from Splash Cove opening. So
that gives people hope, Clay.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I know. It, there's a sense of dread on getting everything done and ready, but to everybody else, it's like, well, no, I meant just the pressure of getting everything done and hoping weather cooperates and all that. But for everybody else, it's like, man, 30 days to summer.
Yeah, it's very cool. Clay, is there any show at the Devon that is in the office, got the buzz, or that you're hearing from people out of town or this group that's, is there anyone that's kind of just getting more attention than you thought it would?
What's the big religious group?
Is that
with the expensive, Crown? More expensive
yeah,
tickets?
Casting Crowns.
Casting Crowns. Yep. Yeah, Casting Crowns. We've had a lot of talk about that one. We've had a lot of talk about Skillet that I've heard. Folks are obviously excited about REO Speedwagon. So yeah, I think there's going to be lots of shows. We've got another show that's being announced. I think the 95.1 show with you guys is being announced here soon in the next couple of days. So that's going to be a huge show as well. So we've got a lot of concerts coming up that are just going to be blockbusters. So
okay, so is it Casting Crowns?
Yes.
Okay. Or no, that maybe that's not the one. Is there one with? My mom was all over me about this over the weekend about tickets and the cost. Is there one with the higher?
Icon for Hire is opening for Casting Crowns. They're from Decatur.
No, no. I was talking about ticket price. These are $29
higher
for one. I'm sorry. Yeah, higher prices is what
sorry.
I
was.
I'll need to go take a look and see. I can't remember.
You need to listen to your mother on the weekend.
What do you mean? Well, no, she was asking. I didn't know which group she was talking about. And she gave me a number for like lawn seats. And I thought, no, that's way too high. I've never seen anything remotely close to that.
Yeah, no.
But then she came back and said, no, I checked. And it was.
Well, so that could be one of those issues of is she looking in the wrong place?
Well, that's what I asked.
Is she on etix.com?
Yeah, no tickets there are $240 for lawn.
No. Now, if you go to one of the other websites that are scalper websites accidentally, like that's the worst part of this is when you go to Google and you search for the devil.
So you don't have anything that's $129 for a lawn ticket?
I don't believe there's any concerts that have ever had $129.
No, all right, reach out and find out. I don't know. Well, I didn't think so either, but
I would guess she's on one of the she's on the wrong website.
Well, I'll find out the name of the group.
Yeah, this is also something for people as you go out there. Generally, when you look up any ticket for any city, any show, including Decatur, there will be three or four things right up front, and they will say "ad," and they will be ticket sites or event sites that have paid to be up in front. And so a lot of people click on those because it looks like it's meant to be. And the website might even be something like DecaturTicketEvents.com or something. Yeah. They buy all that stuff.
Oh, I know.
It's a racket.
They're getting really good. They're getting really good.
So how about the Taylor Swift tribute? Is that doing well?
Oh, man, yeah. It's doing well. There's lots of people buying tickets to that. And wives. And
I was just looking at what's coming up soonest. Oh, yeah. No. You've got Revel in Red. You've got Burning Red, a tribute to Taylor Swift, the tribute to Neil Diamond, Sister Hazel with Deep Blue Something, all in the month of May as we get open for the first shows.
Yeah, I heard someone yesterday talking about Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something, and they were like, who's Deep Blue Something? And it's like, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
That's their song. And oh, yeah, okay. So, sometimes you need to look up some of these bands and see what their hits have been. But Dustin has put together a phenomenal season, and I'm so thankful that he's part of our team now because, obviously, I can't keep all this straight along with everything else we have going on at the Park District. But they and our marketing team, Katie and Chloe, are just doing an amazing job getting ready. And then, we're in the thick of doing all the details to pull all the things together with Devin and Susan Keene and Jamie and everybody. We are going full bore.
Well, you have a great staff, and they do an amazing job. And I know that with the opening of all this comes people who sometimes are unpleasant and sometimes are never happy about anything. And you're in a service industry. You're just going to get that. But I think the vast majority of people, overwhelmingly, and sometimes you lose sight of that because, who do you deal with when you're on the front end of things? You deal with the 1% that's mad about something, right? And so it will be a long summer for them. But just know going in that 99.9% of the people at the zoo and the Splash Cove and Overlook Adventure Park and at the Devon Lakes or Amphitheater at the Scoville Zoo and all these different events are having a wonderful time.
Exactly. And I continue to say in public, we have the best staff in Decatur in my mind. I mean, they are dedicated to serving our community, and what brings them joy is watching other people have joy themselves. So you look at everything from the arts event they put together on May 4th with Megan Dickerson and her team to everything coming up at the Devon.
Well, I just, you go zoo, out the trees on the tees and you see every single member of the Decatur Park District staff give on any given night. I mean, from the airport. I mean, people have nothing to do with events or golf or Christmas, and they're there.
Recently on the last holiday we have, which I forgot even what the last holiday was. I think it was Easter. One of our superintendents sent out a text to all of our leadership team because we're just that close. And he said, hey, only so many days until Christmas. So, they're looking forward to Trees on the Tees as well and everything going on here at the Park District. So
I'm going to give a quick compliment to you guys and going to a lot of concert venues at the Devon, going from year one to where, let's go through last year where I was at, noticing every little small thing that you guys listened to and said, hey, we can do this a little better. And even in the construction, it's to address small things that you could improve on. And your staff, not really clipboard monsters, more so like, hey, here's why we're doing this. Let me see how we can fix that, how we can. I think you guys are very malleable in that way. And so the experience as just a consumer fan has been great, but also to work with has been pretty awesome as well.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
All right. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I know it's going to get too busy to be thinking about that kind of stuff, but I think that the vast majority of folks do. Looking forward to it. Can't wait for all this stuff.
Me too.
We're ready to have some fun.
Well, you guys are the fun people.
Here we go.
You're the fun people.
And that drone show. I can't wait.
Oh, I know.
Wall of fire.
I know.
That's the one I, that's August though, right?
That is so caveman. Is like, August, you know, we are just like,
ooh, flying stuff. Ooh, fire.
Right. Boom. Yes.
Let me touch this truck. Let me touch this plane.
All right.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.